back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republican Party is the party of pro-death and pro-murder. One thing that people need to understand is that Social Security is an earned benefit. It's something that we paid into, so it's something that we get back. It's an earned benefit. Democrats, if you look at it, and I wish CJ would look at it, but I'm not going to really talk about someone that's as nonsense as him. But Democrats invest. They actually invest in things so they get actually something back from it. Republicans spend. They spend because they get nothing back from their return on investment. They lower taxes for the billionaire class. No return on investment there because all they do is hoard their money. They don't have money. They have to worry about spending that money. Second off, they go to war. They spend, and both parties are guilty of this, but they spend money on military weapons that are like fireworks. They go up in the air and they go kablooey, and then that's it. All they do is, with war, is throw over a bomb somewhere and make everyone, you know, pissed off at for another generation or two. So, you know, investing in something, because I'm a businessman, I'm a small business owner, and I believe in return on investment. And I believe that if I'm putting $5 into something, I should get $10 back. We all know that food stamps brings back 60% back from what it is that they actually invest. So I hope people will start realizing, I noticed the media can't do it because the media this morning right away was saying the biggest spending bill or spending bill. It's not a spending bill, it's an investment bill. It's an investment in our future. It's an investment in our children. It's an investment in our planet. And, you know, if you're against the idea of even your local area being cleaned up with pollution or whatever, you know, then you got some really, really big problems with being so self-absorbed that you don't understand that we are all in this together. Thanks a lot, Earl.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, the fact that, you know, CJ, he's not alone. I watch many of the Republicans and listen to conservative talk over the weekend and even some this morning. Really, really angry and frustrated, and they're saying this bill has been shoved down their throats. You pointed out, Sandy, about that when you pointed out to CJ about Donald Trump's tax bill, that was there were no Democrats who said yay to that, and we have that as a reality now. So what's different, you know? I mean, that's the way politics work, right?
Well, unfortunately, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. maybe it shouldn't be that way on either side. Maybe things should be more transparent. Maybe there should be less monetary involvement in politics. Maybe that Build Back Better bill ought not to have been modified the way it was. Maybe it should have been even presented with different proposals in it that would have been even more profoundly investments in America. But I do agree with Tom that the biggest thing that we have to see is that we're all in this together. And what we don't have in America right now is a culture that looks at things that way. We don't have a community view of things. And in fact, our sense of community is being eroded daily. And it's being eroded in large part by the political process and the cultural movements that are a part of that political process that see the benefit of dividing the community instead of unifying the community.
You know, Sandy, you can look at something like right now what's happening with flying in this country. Both parties need to recognize this is a serious issue, a serious time, and they need to work together to repair what is wrong with air traffic right now, and the problems aren't going to be cured overnight. And so wouldn't you think that both Democrats and Republicans could say, this is at least something that we certainly need to look at and collectively work to get an answer for this? Well, no, Pete Buttigieg, he's got to fix this, and this is the Democrats who have brought this on. I mean, come on. Many of the airlines, Sandy, during COVID, got bailed out. They took the resources and got rid of the higher paid people and said, listen, we want you to retire. Excuse me, we want you to retire. We'll bring in younger people. It'll be cheaper. We'll make more money. And that was the way they looked at it, Sandy. They didn't look to see long-term if this would have ramifications.
Well, it's hard. I mean, the problem is that when government does something, there are plenty of unforeseen reactions to it. And so a lot of the benefits that were sent out to the businesses during the pandemic.
And for the right reasons.
For good reasons, right. And good motivations, and they were sent out on a bipartisan basis. But how those things get utilized and what kind of unforeseen reactions there are to them are the kind of things that now are the fallout that the airline industry is experiencing with the loss of its experienced personnel and shortage of pilots and shortage of personnel. You know, I think that that Congress would do well to be focusing on the supply side of many things, because this inflation is in large part a shortage-driven inflation. And our economy is going to be severely impacted by the shortage, and it'll be severely impacted by inflation. It's also going to be is severely impacted by shortage. If we could solve the supply side, the shortage side of things, we would find inflation would be mitigated materially, and we'd be keeping people in their jobs and solving our economic problems in a very positive manner. If politicians get paralyzed in their processes, can't focus on the supply side, leave it to the Federal Reserve Bank to solve this problem with higher interest rates, we will have a recession. Tom, Dick, and Mary will suffer the brunt of that. The increases in interest rates will take money out of Tom, Dick, and Mary's pockets. It will also, when it finally creates a recession that reduces the number of jobs, it will take jobs away from them. So what Congress really should do is come up with thinking outside their old box and thinking toward the future and working hard on, for instance, shortage.
You know, Sandy, I never will forget early on in our relationship when I first met you and started having you on, and you were constantly talking about the supply side of things, and you kept pointing out, and at that time, who was it? It was Donald Trump? Yeah, Donald Trump was the president.
Yeah,
and he was talking about the supply side of things, and you said, it's very complicated. It's very complex. If he messes with the supply side of things, never forget when.
That was to do with the tariff battle and what it was
right.
What it was
going
to do to the parts business,
right.
and all of the supply chain issues. And I said, look, this is a really complicated thing.
Yeah, you did.
If you mess with it, you can really create problems. And it is the supply chain as well as the pandemic. Those two things coupled together have created serious shortage problems across the board. I mean, airlines is just one thing. It's the HVAC business. It's every business. Every business.
So, and so instead of the people realizing how critical a time this is, Sandy, and putting aside all of those petty things and planning, it gets worse and worse and worse. And the worst part about it, Sandy, is there's no quick fix to this, is it?
Well, it's not a quick fix, but I think there needs to be a lot of attention paid to what is going on in the socioeconomic system that is the United States and the world that is creating all these shortages. We have personnel shortages all over. We have systemic shortages. We have shortages of every conceivable kind of widget.
All right, got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.